Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer from Triple M Breakfast. This is our podcast for Thursday, 22nd of July. I gave Rob Palmer one job for our celebrity guest tipper. All we wanted was Lachlan Croker. That's all we wanted.
Yeah, but the way you said it, obviously you were walking away from me because it sounded like you'd said that someone croaked it.
And oh, for God's sake.
So, I mean, what else would I do?
You got Lee from Lady Furinula at Wyoming. Anyway, celebrity guest tipper.
That's what you do when someone croaks it.
And also, with Brisbane winning the Olympic bid for 2032, we went to Brisbane.
Surprise, surprise.
With Channel 9 reporter Shannon Marshall-McCormack. I've given you one job. Oh, one job. That's all you had this week.
Yeah.
Because our celebrity guest tipper, it is round 19 of the NRL, kicks off tonight, and I asked you to get out, get in contact with Manly, and their big number nine is Lachlan Croker. Eh? So, Croker.
No. You said Lachie Croker.
I said Lachlan Croker.
Did you?
Number
Lachlan
nine.
Croker.
Lachlan Croker.
It sounded like you said that Lachie croaked it.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't say Lachie croaked it.
Well, I thought it was weird that you're asking me for tips from someone who just died. So I wasn't sure where to go.
What have you got?
Well, I spoke to Lee from White Lady Funerals in Wyoming.
Got?
Lee from White Lady Funerals.
Lee How from.
Going,
oh, guy?
Lee, I am so sorry. We're going
if
very well.
If anyone could get information and tips from the recently deceased, it's Lee from White Lady Funerals. So.
Good morning, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
How you going, guys?
Oh, I am so sorry. He's a numpty. One job, Lee, one job I've given him. But because you're here now.
I was trying to do this respectfully.
Lee, would you do round 19 tips, Lee from White Lady Funeral? Would you do it?
Well, I'm an Aussie rules girl.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Did I say that out loud?
No, no. Who do you go for? The Sydney Swans or who do you go for?
Well, it was Adelaide. It was the Red Legs, Norwood.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay.
We'll take these tips however you like if you are close to the top of the draw.
No, but I married a Balmain player and my son plays for up here on the coast, yeah. So they're quite against me with everything. So I've got my son to give me some tips.
Okay,
no
good.
Idea.
Are you telling me you don't know who your son plays for? That's what it sounds like.
I get confused, and it really is true. Really
what sort of mother true. Are you?
Well, he says that. He gets embarrassed when I go on the sideline because I don't understand it. But anyway,
leave my boy alone.
Lee from White Ladies Funeral at Wyoming. She follows AFL, but going to give us the tips for round 19. Let's get into it. The NRL tonight's game. Parramatta take on the Raiders. Which way, Lee?
Parramatta.
Okay.
Good job.
Off to a good start.
I like it. Friday tomorrow night, 6 PM. Roosters Knights.
Roosters.
Yeah, they reckon the Kalen Pong is going to do a long term contract if he gets captain of the Knights. They say Cowboys v Storm. Oh, there's only one way you can go on Friday there.
Storm.
Okay.
All right.
So, okay, Saturday.
Safe betting so far. Saturday, Rabbitohs versus Warriors.
Yep. Rabbitohs, definitely.
Rabbitohs, okay.
Unpopular choice.
Manly, who we were supposed to be speaking with Lachlan Croker, number nine for Manly.
Well, Lachlan died, obviously.
Well, no, he didn't. He didn't. If you are. No, he didn't. Between Manly and West Tigers.
Tigers.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because your husband. Husband.
Yeah.
Ex-husband.
Oh, gee, sorry about that. Oh, God, sorry.
That's all right. No, yeah. I'm not.
She wouldn't sound as happy as she does. That was still going on.
Okay.
All right. Panthers versus the Broncos.
Come
easy
on,
decision
Lee.
Here.
Come on, Lee.
Next question, Panthers.
you did to me, Lee. Okay. Oh, you've probably heard that joke a few times.
And on Sunday, we've got the Dragons and the Titans.
Dragons
and Ooh. Lee, Bulldogs v Sharks, rounding off round 19. We've got Lee from White Ladies Funeral at Wyoming. We were supposed to get Lachlan Croker. Rob got it mixed up. Bulldogs.
I'm a better choice.
Of course you are, Lee.
Sharks.
Sharkies.
Now, you're just like you do work at White Ladies Funerals of Wyoming. How long have you been into the game?
Oh, I got involved in the funeral industry around 2005. So yeah. I've been in it quite a long time, yeah.
You sound like quite a bubbly character, which must be difficult to contain when you're doing something as serious as funerals, right?
Well, yeah, we're we're not normal, but we have a great team here and we have great support, and it's not a job you get used to, but we have that support, and, you know, we're here to help the families, and that's what I love to do. I'm a people person, so absolutely love what I do to help these families in this difficult time. So,
Oh, that's nice, but you don't love your son enough to know who he plays rugby league for. That's okay.
Oh, he's going to kill me.
Oh, I know a good funeral place. Listen, it's been so nice. Thank you for, even though the mix-up, taking part. So, White Ladies Funerals at Wyoming. Lee is one of the many staff members. How many guys work there?
Oh, in our team?
Yeah.
We have about 15 white ladies.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, because I drove past it all the time when I go home. So, look, if it's really hard to say. If you're thinking of a funeral, get in contact with Lee from White Lady. It's really hard to talk about, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, it's something that is real.
So, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
Lee, all the best. Well, now, what you've got to do, last week we had Damo from our physio at Wyoming. He got 6 out of 8 with his tips. If you beat him.
Do I get a prize?
Yeah, you do. You get a water bottle, Triple M water bottle, if you beat Damo.
Great. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that.
No worries, Lee.
Yeah. For those hot days.
Exactly.
Good to talk to you, Lee.
You too, guys. Take care.
Yeah, there's Thanks, Lee from White Ladies Funeral at Wyoming. And it is time to talk Olympics, Robert.
I love it.
Oh, and we found something before we intro Lockie Tame, because Lockie is heading to Tokyo tomorrow, because he's in the fours in the kayaks over 500.
Yeah.
But we found this. We believe a kayak is a canoe.
Kayak and the canoe, they're so closely related.
Yeah, and you were talking about the beer commercial.
I was thinking about what might have inspired him to get amongst it earlier. Yeah.
There was this Carlton ad on TV.
A man's got to win. And to win, he has to do manly things. Make the tough decisions. Get on top and stay there. And you can't do that without a canoe. And to have the biggest, strongest, longest canoe, you need to be your best. Yes, life can be tough. And canoes can be awkward. So why not just ignore it all with a cool, refreshing Carlton Draft. Carlton Draft.
Yeah, and this
made from beer.
And this man has the longest, the biggest, the strongest.
The strongest. The man who chose canoes over beer long ago.
It is Lockie Tame from Avoca. Good morning, Lockie.
Lockie.
Morning, boys. I can't believe you just played that. I'm so thirsty. I haven't had beer for months, and I've got another few weeks to go.
Oh no.
Mate, have you been devoid of beer for a while? Have you?
Oh, I've been pretty good. Just one or two just casual dinners, but yeah, nothing good on an old schooner session. So I've been very, very tame, you'd want
to. Tell you what, it's tough when they start offering them to you for free on a flight too.
Now, Lockie, do you have the legs, mate, for another 11 years? Can you make, because bloody good news, Brisbane hosting the 2032 Games. Can you make it for Brisbane? Can you stick around for another 11 years?
I think so. I actually invested in a racehorse, so hopefully I could turn it into an equestrian number and we could make a shot at that come Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, don't do anything behind the scenes when it comes to equestrians. Oh, jeez. Holy hell, mate. Now, mate, that is good news, though, Brisbane getting the games.
Mate, that's amazing. It was a bit, so-so, and then I was sitting there with my little 8-month-old daughter last night. Oh, how cool is this going to be? I'm going to have an 11-year-old daughter to take to a home Olympics to have such an amazing experience. It's going to be so cool.
That is incredible. So, look, how old are you going to be when this Olympics comes around?
Me and my Zimmer frame should be around 40, 45.
So maybe not competing at the next Olympics, but what about a coaching role?
Yeah, definitely. I like to coach young kids and stuff like that. I like to teach people what the fun of and the skills of paddling. I don't want to deal with high performance athletes. They're too hard. That's too hard work.
Yeah. Well, and how that do you know?
Hey, Lockie, mate, you mentioned with your little bub, how is it, what your training is so intense, how is it having a little bub 11 months and training? How does that go?
That's tricky, but it's really good. I got a lot of help. My fiance, she's amazing, and then her mother, my mother-in-law, and then all their family and friends are so good. But yeah, it's there's some days you turn up to training and you just got to really grit your teeth and go, I got 3 hours sleep last night. How are you going?
At least you're not there with a hangover.
Yeah, exactly, like the Carlton ad.
Mate, when are you heading for the Olympics in Tokyo?
We leave on Saturday morning, so we fly through Sydney from tomorrow, and then we get to the village next Sunday once all the first weekers are done. So once the swimming and the rowing are done, we jump into their spots, and then we race. I race the end of that next week, so the 6th and the 7th.
Yeah, look, I might have had my ears shut, but what's the go with athletes getting to Tokyo as far as quarantining or trying to isolate to prevent further spread of the virus in the village?
So we've all had our 2 week, 96 hours, 72 hours. That's sort of the 96 hours on Alex Dimonor failed, the tennis player. So like we're all getting those tests. I suppose we've been quarantining essentially as individuals where we are to try and get there, not to get DQ'd. So there's no quarantine process. But once we get there, we're in a bubble anyway. So
yeah,
there's no, I suppose, or we're in quarantine, right? So it's a bit tricky. Obviously, you've got a lot of nations coming together, but in the same sense, we're not overly mingling with people. The dining hall is very, very separated. We've got our own dining facilities in the Australian building and even our own gym and things like that, which is a unique experience. Normally, it's just one huge footy field-sized gym. So it's all very little bit separated and much safer than normal, I presume.
And, Lockie, when you do take gold in the men's kayak for over the 500 metres, when you take gold, when you get home, what is the process coming home? Do you have to quarantine for 2 weeks when you get home, or what's the go there, have they told you?
Yeah, we're quarantining for 2 weeks out at Darwin and Howard Springs. So we're on the last charter flight out of Tokyo. So that goes direct to Darwin, and we stay there for 2 weeks and then come out and
celebrate.
Keep game on.
Get on that, Carlton. Oh, yes. Well, mate, all the best in the games, and buddy. We can't wait.
We would like a heads up on the debunking of the shag-proof beds. I know that's not going to be on your calendar, but we hear that the beds are designed to prevent copulation between athletes.
Yeah, I'm a bit interested to see this. So I'll give it a whirl. I'll put it on Instagram for you so you can have a look.
All right.
Thank you.
Because
Lockie,
we had the Australian women's field hockey team got physical, and they joined Olympians from all over the world continuing to debunk that anti-sex cardboard bed theory in the Olympic Village that was in Tokyo. So if you could, like, just as you said, Instagram, as you said, you've got all your family and everything.
Jump on, give it a hiding, and just let us know how it stands up.
Do it like that Irish gymnast did.
Yeah. Just jumping, as in solo jumping.
Yes. Equestrian.
Yeah. Mate, hey, Lockie, all the best, mate. We can't wait to see you take gold. And, of course, Riley Fitzsimmons too from the Central Coast. And
a couple of Voca boys.
Yeah, a couple of Voca boys taking gold in the men's kayak 4 over 500. And, mate, when you win gold, we'll give you another call back, okay?
All right, sounds like a plan.
Look, this cheered, I think it did cheer a few people up yesterday. This announcement last night, you would have seen it on Channel 9 or any news service.
The International Olympic Committee has the honour to announce that the Games of the 35th Olympiad are awarded to Brisbane, Australia.
Yeah, that was awesome. IOC President Thomas Bach.
Brisbane were just so surprised. They just filled the sky with fireworks.
I think they were the only one nominated. But in Brisbane this morning, got Shannon Marshall McCormack from Channel 9. G'day, Shannon.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Good pickup for you guys last night.
Oh, mate, you know how Queenslanders like to do it, mate. We come home strong. We couldn't get the first two State of Origin, but we got the last one. So.
Don't start comparing parallels between the Olympics and State of Origin. God help us all.
I know. But no, mate, it's next level, isn't it? I mean, the atmosphere last night was electric. We were pretty sure we had it. I mean, I know we were the only duck in the race at the time, but you know, the IOC are a fickle bunch. It could have gone differently, but no, it was a phenomenal result. We were so stoked to just get it. And that atmosphere, when we, I mean, personally, I was at the live site down at South Bank. I saw the PM jump up more than anything. I didn't actually see the Thomas Bach part of the announcement. And we just knew that we had it. They didn't actually show the Thomas Bach on the screen behind us. But the fireworks went off, the people went off. And, mate, for Queensland, for Brisbane, for the entire region of southeast Queensland, this is a game changer. This is phenomenal. We become the only the second country in the world to be able to host three Olympics on the same continent. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, you did say only duck in the race, but it was funny with that IOC when they voted, still members voted against Brisbane.
I want to know who those five members are. I'm going to hunt them down like Liam Neeson.
But you go, I only had one region to vote.
The only contestant.
I thought that was funny.
Imagine that on Perfect Match. I don't want any of you.
Or Australian Idol. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It went 72-5. We pretty much had most of it in the bag. I mean, it will be a phenomenal Olympics. These will be the first Olympics held across a region, in fact, a state, not just a city. They will still be called Brisbane 32 because that is the tradition. They are called they are named after the main host city. And the majority of the games will be in Brisbane, but we'll also have plenty on the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast. There'll be matches in Ipswich, Toowoomba, and even in our regional centres all the way up to Cairns. You'll have football preliminaries up there, or soccer, as most Australians know it. I hope I don't have any A-League supporters out there today. But we'll have matches all over the place, and that's all part of reducing the cost of the games as well, because you've seen in Tokyo they spent more than $20 billion putting on these games. A lot of that extra money, I think an extra $7 billion, came out of the delays from COVID, the COVID pandemic. But you know, the idea of these games is to keep them cost neutral. At least the operating costs will be cost neutral. The IOC contributes a couple of $1 billion to that. But we will also build only a few venues. So instead of building massive white elephants that we never really use again, the Gabba, everyone knows the Gabba, even people on the Central Coast know the Gabba.
Yeah.
That will be absolutely flattened. There will be a brand new stadium there. They'll have the opening and closing ceremony. The Athletics will also get a new entertainment arena. Basically, it's called Brisbane Live. The current one's pretty old and tired. It's actually out at Boondall from the 1982 Commonwealth Games. And it's not really easy to get to. There'll be a new huge arena right in the heart of the city on top of a new underground rail system. So that'll be used, obviously, not only for 2 weeks of sport, that'll host the aquatics, but also you can imagine there'll be some great concerts there before the games, and there'll be plenty of entertainment events for many years to come after the games as well.
Oh, the place will be one heck of a party. Look, I've got to ask, did Anastasia Palaszczuk actually have to go to Tokyo?
Oh, look, you know, people jump up and down about this, about whether she should or shouldn't have gone. Look, according, if you listen to the AAC president, John Coates, she absolutely had to go. And look, I've followed this for a couple of years. This is my main round as a reporter. I was there in Switzerland when she went and met with Thomas Bach and the AAC committee back then. And they are, there's a lot of tradition in running for a Games, and you know, what we get told is that it's important for them to be there to make that final presentation in person. It's about sealing the deal. It's about the meetings before the actual secret ballot or vote was held. It's about then also the meetings that are held from today onwards till she comes back on Saturday. I know there was a lot of controversy about, the Queensland government in particular, her deputy premier, talking about quarantine spaces being, you know, overflowing with returning Australians. So I think that's where a lot of the criticism has come from. It's certainly got a lot of traction around the country, given that, you know, our poor friends in New South Wales and Victoria, South Australia, are all in lockdown at the moment. And it doesn't look like it's coming out anytime soon, at least for New South Wales. So it is hard to see someone go overseas when everyone else is stuck at home or stuck indoors.
We're with Nine News reporter Shannon Marshall-McCormack in Brisbane from Channel 9, talking about Brisbane getting the 2032 games. Shannon, you did say the events will be from everywhere, from the Gold Coast up to Cairns. I'm from Bundaberg. Did Bundaberg get any host events, or are they just supplying the rum?
I think they're supplying the rum and the ginger, mate.
Okay, all right. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing.
All right, and even, they're even sharing the ginger with Budger.
That's right. Oh, sorry. Yeah, true. Now, look, I'm not positive about that. I don't remember hearing Bundaberg, but I think there's been quite a few,
jokes
around about what regional towns can host what. So, maybe they can have some rum-sculling competition.
Bundy and Maribor both missed out.
The Bundaberg boat race.
All right.
Mate, I tell you what, Bundaberg rum's got to get up with the game. I saw the best ad yesterday for 4X, having a 4X gold on a rib and hung around your neck as the 2032 Olympic medal. So...
See, you never
I'll try anything to sell that stuff.
All right, mate. Shannon Marsh and McCormick, Channel 9 in Brisbane.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Have confirmed that they are moving into video games.
Yep.
Video games on Netflix, and you don't have to add to your subscription. It's just going to be there for free. They've had a massive slowdown in subscriber growth. Worst in 8 years, apparently.
Jeez, yesterday I thought they had a big pickup from what I read yesterday.
It says Netflix has reported its worst slowdown in subscriber growth in 8 years.
So I wonder what you're going to use.
As people emerge from the pandemic economy.
Yeah. What will you use as a controller, though? Will they send you out a controller or will you use what?
Maybe your mind. Who knows? I don't know. Yeah, they'd probably have to send a controller.
Would have to, because they can get into gaming, and it's going to be for nothing.
But see, anyone that's into gaming now is listening to you going, "Please, Paddy."
No, you got to have a controller. What are you going to use, your Foxtel remote or your bloody remote for your turn your bloody TV on or off?
Anyway,
got to have a controller.
Yeah, maybe.
Good work.
What do they call Nintendo? That's what Greta calls her Nintendo.
What would you call it?
Nintendo.
Nintendo.
We're going to play Nintendo and Netflix.
What about this? Modern cars, speaking of technology, may of future technology that could make Back to the Future, Emmett Doc Brown Green with envy, from inbuilt satellite navigation to autopilot functions, but it seems there's more to come yet, including the potential of underwater travel in your car. According to Jeep,
yes,
that's exactly what engineers are aiming for, with hopes that its vehicles may drive underwater in the future. Where would you go? In a recent electrical vehicle presentation by Stellantis, a Jeep's parent company, a Wrangler was shown driving along while fully submerged underwater. While the footage was merely a computerized depiction of Stellantis' vision for the future, as it invests roughly $35.5 billion into EVs, electric vehicles, Jeep CEO Christian Meier believes scenes like this could one day become a reality. You imagine, you wouldn't want to hear this from the back. Dad, I've left the window open, would you?
Who farted? You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.